Good day, Australia. This is your trusted financial companion, Paige Estrotori, from Financial Services Online, bringing you the weekly superannuation news wrap. Today, on this Tuesday, November 25th, 2025, we have a compilation of significant news stories that have panned out across the superannuation industry over the past week. To start off, let's dive into the sea of change that has been stirring on the superannuation front. Following plans announced by the government last month, there's been a buzz in the nation about the potentially sweeping amendments to the superannuation guarantee. The proposed changes revolve around a gradual increase, and if enforced, might see your super guarantee rise to 12.5% by next year. Watch this space, folks. Moving along, the ARA, Australian Regulatory Authority, is taking regulatory alignments to the next level. They're in the process of implementing a more rigorous supervisory oversight mechanism for super funds, aiming to establish robust governance and fight any malfeasance in the industry. Will this mark a vital protection milestone for all you hardworking Aussies? We'll be tracking developments closely to keep you informed. And here's something for our business community. A legislation is inching closer to fruition, which could mean a significant cut on superannuation taxes for small businesses. A boon indeed for the entrepreneurial spirit of the country. Turns out the wind is blowing in the right direction as we near the conclusion of this year. In other news, we turn our gaze towards the heated conversation around the superannuation gender gap. This issue has been a persistent thorn in the industry's side, but a recent surge of public interest and policy debates seems to be driving some long overdue conversations. Can we expect significant policy changes in near future? Only time will tell. To wrap up, let me highlight a significant report that was hot off the press yesterday. This report cast a spotlight on a stark increase in the number of Australians dipping into their superannuation early due to financial hardship. A key focus for our policymakers should now be to ensure no Aussie is left behind, and our superannuation system remains a stronghold for all consumers. And that's all for today's weekly superannuation news wrap. Keep in touch with us through our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Till next Tuesday, Paige Estrotori, signing off. Stay informed and stay financially savvy, Australia.